Do you lie awake at night wishing for something better? When you look at your future a year from now, is there a light at the end of that tunnel? Do you feel like you were meant for something more? Opportunity will not come knocking on your door unless you're out there looking for it. How do you do it? Our guests on the Empower Radio Show will be sharing their secret to success. We'll be bringing you authors, speakers, entrepreneurs from many different fields who come from various backgrounds. They will be sharing their stories of success and of early failures. You'll hear about the challenges they faced when they launched their ideas and the creative ways that they overcame obstacles. Our guests will inspire you to find your way down the path to success in this ever-changing world. Jump on board and become empowered.
Hey, folks, welcome to Empower Radio Show. I'm your host today, Linda Ballesteros, and I appreciate you spending some time with me. You know, I always say that time is that one commodity that you can't get back. So when someone spends time over chatting, maybe over a cup of coffee or something, you have a one-on-one as a small business owner, be sure to value that, because as small business owners, our time is probably one of our most precious commodities, because we do spend a lot of time getting in front of the right people, presenting what we're doing. So we wear a lot of hats. So be sure to be grateful for that person that's spending some time with you. You know, in these days, if you listen to the last show, I had an estate planning attorney on, and we talked about the importance of a will. Well, today I really want to talk another step beyond a will. So you're saying, what is it beyond a will? Well, what I find is that many families, even though they have a will, they're really not prepared. They're not prepared for those final days. They're not prepared for executing the will. They're not prepared for just putting in place what the deceased actually wanted. So my guest today is Cindy Arledge. And Cindy is a three-time number one best-selling author. She's a speaker and leader of the Legacy Family Revolution. And that's really important to keep that in mind as we go through the show today about leaving that legacy. She specializes in helping families eliminate the risk that threatens their family's future. Cindy brings a fresh approach to an age-old problem. She created a system to identify and eliminate the risk families face, so that family members can benefit from the financial assets, communicate and trust each other, and reduce unnecessary upheaval in the midst of chaos. And when you lose a loved one, there is always chaos around that. So help me in welcoming Cindy Arledge. Welcome to the show, Cindy.
Thank you, Linda. I'm so happy to be here with you.
Well, I am really pleased to have you on the show, because as I mentioned before, I feel like many times families and small business owners especially, there's a will put in place and 10, 15 years later, 20 years later, once that person passes away, the will wasn't enough, Cindy. So As I looked at your book, as I read your book, The Curse of Inheritance, and I love this, How to Protect Your Family from Being Broke, Bitter, and Blaming You. What I find is a lot of times these types of projects come from a personal experience. So can you tell me how you actually saw that there was a need for this?
Well, I never intended to fill this need. And to your point, it did happen from turning my mess into a message for helping others. Mm. In 2005, my parents passed away 8 months apart, and it destroyed our family. And I was so unprepared. And that's why I titled this book, The Curse of Inheritance, because it felt like this huge monster came out, one that I didn't even recognize who we were anymore. And so I have a passion for this project from the pain that I've experienced.
Mm. So as you were working with your parents' estate, what were some of the areas that you look back now and say, if this had been done, we wouldn't be where we are now?
Oh, gosh, the list. We don't have a long enough show. So I'll start with really the easy ones, okay? My parents owned their own business, and only some of the people worked in the business. Other siblings did not. So you had that issue of some siblings feeling like they didn't know what was going on and other siblings that did know what was going on. And I was the one that worked with my mom and dad's business, but I was the little sister, meaning I was the baby of three older brothers who had all changed my diapers, and they could never see any of the expertise that I had. So
it's interesting, Cindy, because I just had that conversation with someone yesterday, and it wasn't around an estate, but it was just how your family perceives you. Now, did the siblings know that you were going to be managing their parents' estate?
Well, it's even before you ever even get to that part. It's so fascinating when you had mentioned earlier that, you know, maybe 10 years, 20 years down the road, what I've discovered is it happens immediately. I mean, I've heard stories of, you know, mom passes away, the siblings are coming to the house to help clean out the house.
Mm-hmm.
One of their flights was delayed. The other ones had just started and made piles of, you know, I'd like to have this and I'd like this and I'd like this. When the fourth sister comes in, the piles are already there, and she feels like she didn't get a voice, and she didn't want to speak up and say, hey, I want that vase.
Wow.
And so from that, you can lose relationships over a vase because of the nostalgia that is attached to it.
So what is it that you would suggest someone do right now, take into consideration, just start thinking about? Maybe they're not going to implement it right this second, but what can they start thinking about that could prevent some of that from happening?
Well, I believe that I'm an action person. You know, there's the road to hell. I hope that's okay. That's it. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. So
I
really urge people to get past the thinking and actually do, because you can think, you know, for the rest of your life. The real issue here, Linda, is that we are a society that we don't talk about death. You know, we're not comfortable talking to each other about it. We're not comfortable preparing. 55% of adults don't even have a will.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm not a big proponent of thinking about it. I mean, your first step, and I know you had mentioned that you had an estate planning attorney on yesterday, your first step is to get the legal protection for your family. I can't tell you how many parents I've met have children that have never gotten a will and have no idea that they've allowed whatever state they live in to make all the decisions for their financial future and the future of their children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So that's the first step. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second step is what basically I do, which is eliminating the risks. And every family has different risks. And what I've discovered in doing this over and over and over again, that there's certain situations that are higher risk than others, which is why I created like a map for families to be able to figure out what their risks are, figure out what they want for their family, and then take step-by-step action to reduce and eliminate those risks one at a time. And it's not just a one-size-fits-all solution, Linda.
So, Cindy,
so if you're blended
When you talk about risk, I tell me a little bit about what those risks would be outside of the will.
Oh, I can get – so here's a perfect example. And also that you don't even have to die – to be affected by a poor estate plan. In my third book I've written on this topic called Cracking the Inheritance Code, The Missing Link for Transferring Wealth Without Drama, I have a chapter in there called The Pound of Cure. And it comes from Ben Franklin's quote, "An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure." And in the story I tell, and I've changed the names and some of the details to protect the innocent or the guilty, however you want to look at that.
Mm-hmm.
But Dan went into the hospital for a simple surgery. He ended up having a tracheotomy, colostomy bag, and a week-long coma because he had some medical issues. And then he got delirium, and he was in a rehab center for 2 months. No one knew where the passwords were to pay his bills.
Oh, my goodness.
None of his bills got paid. He had a live-in girlfriend who said that she had his financial power of attorney. The three boys had his medical power of attorney, and they were guessing at making life and death decisions for their dad because they had never had a conversation. So I'm happy to report that Dan actually did survive, and he is back home. The boys and the living girlfriend, they've kind of called a truce, but those are chaotic conditions, but they don't have to be as chaotic as they were. So if you haven't had a conversation with the people that you've given power of attorney to or power, you know, directives to make decisions for you, maybe you want to have a conversation with them what you want. Because having to guess about someone else's life is a terrible position to be in.
You know, Cindy, something just as simple as your passwords. And they tell you not to write down your passwords, but somebody needs to know that when you bring it up in that context.
Yes, and there's a lot of password keepers. I know in our family we use a LastPass. And so you only have to give somebody one password to get to all your passwords. But you have to give that person the password.
Right. Right.
Puts a whole new perspective on it, doesn't it?
It really does because, like you said, it doesn't mean that even in the case of death, you would certainly need that information, but it doesn't have to even get to that point for you to need some really very critical information to keep things going while the person's in the hospital. Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, I will tell you in the second book I wrote called The Legacy Family Way, How to Foster Family Relationship to Create Lasting Wealth, I tell the story of Buddy. And, you know, Buddy's wife of 60-plus years passed away, and the granddaughter had the she was the executor of the grandma's estate. Well, Buddy found himself picked up by a hospital mental check, and they kept him in the hospital thinking that he wasn't fit to take care of himself. While he was there, all the granddaughters cleaned out all the jewelry from grandmother. It took him a week to convince the hospital that he was perfectly fine, 92 years old. I'm happy to report I'll be celebrating his 100th birthday in December.
Aww.
He's remarried, still living at home, but has totally lost all relationship with the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren.
Oh, my goodness. Those stories, you think, those are stories that happen to other people, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to happen to me. So how could Buddy, you know, taking a situation like that, what could he have done if he had been prepared?
Well, you know, one of the things that they failed to do is they failed to review their estate plan on a regular basis. So the estate plan had been changed decades before when Buddy had had a near-death experience. And the granddaughter was an attorney, so it made sense. But when Buddy improved, they forgot to go back and review the will and make him back his own executor. And to your point, this was a family I would have never have dreamed this would have happened, ever. And they were close. They spent time together. And so there are some things I think you can plan as far ahead as you can and have good dynamics. And, you know, I'm sure there's always two sides to every story. But when you look at it from a objective point of view and you see a 92-year-old man, you know, basically kidnapped and put into a hospital and then the jewelry taken away, you know, the kind of actions speak to themselves on that. So So the best, here's my solution to it. The best defense or the best offense is a good defense.
Mm.
And that's what I help families do. You know, in our family, we're a blended family. So that you talk about the risk. Well, having a blended family is a risk.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
Owning your own business is a risk because so much of the assets are tied up in the family. Asking family members to share an asset like a business or a vacation home, anytime you ask family members to share assets into the future, that's a risk. Not having your family know where your passwords are is a risk. I mean, there's a whole lot of risks. And so what we do every year in our family plan, we've implemented one for our family, and that's what I help other families do. We actually go on family vacation every year. And you think, well, what? Yeah, families that have a good time together and spend time together and learn how to build trust and communication, that's how those things happen after you're gone. And so this year, we're in our sixth year of going on a family trip. And this year, my husband and I gave the budget to the three adult daughters, and they're planning everything.
Oh, wow.
So in a fun way, while my husband and I are still here, these girls are learning how to communicate, how to budget, and how to plan on something that's fun.
Wow. And that takes, it goes far beyond Thanksgiving dinner. So just because a family gets together for Thanksgiving and they have a good time, that doesn't mean that when it comes down to it, that they have the skills to communicate as necessary in a serious situation, right?
Well, exactly. And I don't know about you, but isn't Thanksgiving pretty stressful?
Yeah. Unless you go to a restaurant. Yes, very.
Right? And then we've got the complications of Black Friday, right? So now we have to eat Thanksgiving, watch the football game, and hit the stores.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. That's funny. Well, Cindy, we need to take a real quick commercial break here. But when we come back, do you have some stories that maybe you could share with us of clients that you've worked with that were able to use your program to minimize any of the stress that would have been naturally show up around a death?
I'd love to. Thank you.
Great. Folks, we're going to take a real quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to hear more from Cindy Arledge about making sure that the family doesn't fall apart when you're gone. Because, you know, as parents, we really want our children to continue the relationship, to build family relationship, to be there for each other. But that's not always true. So Miss Cindy is sharing some secrets with us. So we'll be right back after these commercial breaks.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help you take the next step in your relationship with Christ. Listen in to hear from others about their experiences of faith and the love of Christ. Call in to share your experiences at 347-989-1363. Learn more by going to toughtalkchristianradio.com.
So you think you're tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves to the internet radio media where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Hey folks, welcome back to Empower Radio Show. This is Linda Biestetos. I'm your host today, and my guest today is Cindy Arledge, and she is the author of Curse of Inheritance. That's one of her books, and she is an expert at legacy family planning. Now, what is that? So, Cindy, real quick, why have I not heard of legacy planning? I know quite a few estate planners, but I've not heard the term legacy family planning. Is it new?
You know, that's a great question, Linda. Actually, it's not new. I discovered legacy family planning after my parents passed away, and I was looking for some way to protect my family. And in my research, I discovered that there's a wealth transfer failure called shirt sleeves to shirt sleeves. Have you ever heard of it?
No, at all. Not at all.
Yeah. That's, you know, most, here's the interesting thing. Most financial planners and wealth advisors have never heard of it either. And basically, every country around the globe has its own name for it. And it's a three-generational cycle of wealth creation, transfer, and loss. And 9 out of 10 families throughout history have experienced this three-generational loss. So I decided to start researching the one families that were successful, and then that's how I discovered legacy family planning. And when I first discovered them, they were a really ultra high net worth families with $100 million and more, or $5 million, actually, they were serviced by an industry called the family office industry that I had never heard of. And so it's been around for a long, long time, but the ticket in the door to get access to this information, you had to have at least $35 million. And so my passion was to bring that process to ordinary families like my family and anybody who wants their family to thrive in their absence could have access to this information that could save your family.
Well, Cindy, I had done a little bit of research before the show and just looked, I was just looking at second generation, and the stats are that 70% of families lose their wealth by the second generation. So grandma and grandpa worked very hard for their money. They came from nothing, so they worked very hard for their money. They left it there to their children, but it doesn't usually make it to the grandchildren, it seems.
That's exactly right. And by the end of the third generation, that's where it gets down to that 9 out of 10.
Wow.
So
that's amazing.
What I was looking at is that my beautiful grandchildren came after my mom and dad were born. And when I discovered this three generational, it struck me that my grandchildren would not benefit from my parents' hard work and sacrifice unless I did something different.
That certainly makes you think about the way you're planning, because it's no longer just about me and covering my monthly expenses and maybe having a little bit of money for vacation. It really puts a different ownership on it, I guess you would say.
Well, and not only a different ownership, but it's a whole different shift in thinking for me. And it's really what led to so many breakthroughs in what the true problem is. You know, we've been using legal documents to transfer financial assets, which is a much needed aspect of this, by the way. You know, it is a critical aspect of wealth transfer. But for the families to stay together, to beat that three-generational cycle, you've got to inspire every generation to become their own wealth creators and to become stewards of the assets that they were given.
So there is a responsibility of transferring knowledge as well.
Mm.
So, you know, getting together and learning something together, and that seems like that would be a big part of this as well.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And so what we do for our families, you know, we've got three grown adult children that are all married with, I'm happy to report, five grandbabies now.
Yay.
And we actually, I know they're so exciting. We actually put on seminars. We bring in professional estate planning attorneys. We bring in the CPA. We actually bring in motivational speakers.
Awesome.
We do a lot of personal development. Because what's so fascinating as a grandmother is to see these grandbabies come out unique. Mm-hmm. And that we're kind of fully formed personalities the day we hit the ground. Mm-hmm. And so where one child may need some information on how to manage a budget, another child may need information on how to resolve conflict or build their emotional intelligence. Mm-hmm. So it's about crafting a human development plan for the entire family so that they can stay together as a unified culture, that the family comes first.
And Cindy, how early do you get them involved in the personal development?
Well, we like to get them involved as early as possible. And mm-hmm. once you've got your legacy family plan and you know what your values are and what your culture is, it begins, like my 9-year-old grandson, he actually got to go to the, when he was about 6, he went to the estate planning attorney with us because his mother needed someone to watch him. So I'm like, well, we're going, we'll take him with us. And he sat there and colored. And when we left, I said, what did you get out of that meeting? And he said, well, it sounds like it's a really bad idea to give a whole lot of money to somebody at one time.
Well, that pretty much summed it up, didn't it?
So he had a clear understanding, and then we reinforce those, what our culture and what our values are, at every opportunity that we get. And one of the most exciting ways we do that is how to give back and make the world a better place.
Mm.
And so for his 8th birthday, he organized he did a fundraiser to earn enough money to go to the Samaritan Inn here in McKinney, Texas, and we served a dinner for one night for his birthday. That's what he wanted to do.
Wow, that is awesome. So it's important to instill that give back as well. I think, whether it's your time, whether it's money, either way, they need to understand that there are people less fortunate, and giving back is really a critical piece there. But Cindy, it sounds like when you're planning these things for your family, you're looking at it from a CEO's perspective of your family.
Actually, you're exactly right. And I call it the matriarch. Right? That's kind of an old-fashioned word. Like, there's a lot of people, I'm sure, don't even know what the word matriarch means.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I want to bring that word back because, for me, that role is one of the most impactful roles a woman could have because you're changing generations.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, those roles were very highly respected and honored in even the Indian culture. My background is I've got Indian blood in me. So my grandmother was half Indian. And so, she sat on a throne when we were at family reunions because she was that matriarch that everyone listened to. So that's kind of what you're talking about, is to bring in that respect and that honor for that person at the top. But there again, as we become that matriarch, and today's society is so much more complicated than it was when my grandmother was around, it's a responsibility for us to stay well informed, right?
Yes, and it takes effort. It doesn't happen by accident. And that's one of the reasons why we have that extra week. We actually declare it, it's our family week. It's from the second Saturday to the third Saturday in June every year. And if there's something happens that a family can't come one year, they know that they're always going to have that opportunity to come. And while we're there in that week together, just enjoying time, we also have a family meeting and we talk about things that are important. And so it takes time and effort with a clear vision. And that's what this family planning gives you the vision to see beyond that emergency mode, right? You know, like
right.
When I talk to people, I ask them like, so what's your focus? You know, like, oh my God, I can't get through the day. And so it changes that focus, that feeling of just always being pushed to going, well, will this really be important in 5 years? I mean, just think if you could make that one switch in your thinking, how much calmer your life would be.
Very
and
true.
And then take it one step further and think, is this really important? You know, at the end of my life with this little incident. And so I call it the matriarch's mantle. And it allows you to skim over those irritating things. Like it allows you to turn maybe frustration into compassion. It changes every one of your relationships because you're coming at it from how will I be remembered? Every moment is just a precious moment.
Sure. Now, Cindy, do you have some stories of families that you've possibly worked with and helped them to work through some of this so that when it did come that time to for a family, an event, whatever that event is, that they were more prepared? Do you have any short stories you could share?
Well, I have some stories that I can share how it impacted families immediately because I'm fortunate enough that so far we haven't had an incident that someone's passed away yet. But even more impactful, you can see the changes immediately. So Erica's family, they're a small family. It's a husband, a wife, and a daughter. They came through the program, and their daughter's young. She's 9 years old. And it instantly changed. And I mean, when I say instantly, we did a three-hour workshop with the family. They knew what was important to the 9-year-old daughter. Mom realized what was really important to her. And Dad had been doing pretty good, but it changed the way that they're spending their time together. And so it changed the trajectory of their family, and they were able to have this shared experience of what's truly important and then help each other in their quest to achieve that goal. It was such a deeper conversation and deeper understanding. And then we watched it radiate out to the grandparents because Dad had always been frustrated. He never knew his dad's plans and his dad, you know, they were getting older, but his parents never wanted to talk about it. But by the nuclear family, the mom, the dad, the 9-year-old, Lauren, now granddad is having conversations with granddaughter that the son is learning things about his dad that he never knew.
Wow. Very interesting. It gives you permission almost to have those conversations because, as you mentioned before, that our society isn't really comfortable in talking about ooky stuff. And we throw death in there as part of the ooky stuff. So this kind of gives families permission to say, I know it's ooky, but we're going to make it less ooky. So let's have conversation. Is that about right?
Oh, well, that, and when you add in death and money, now you got a double ooky.
There you go.
So wow. it's a double taboo topic. And we give people the framework and the focus and the confidence to have those conversations. Because I think one of the reasons we're not having them is because we don't know how.
Right.
And we don't really have a good role model to do that. And so there's been a role model around. We just haven't had access to it. And so my goal would be, that's why I've written all the books that I've written, to make it so easy for families, you know, for pick up a book. And by the way, anybody can go to my website at The Legacy Family Revolution and download The Legacy Family Way for free. I mean, I am so passionate. It's a passion project for me. I want people to have access to this information.
Cindy, on that topic, if someone's listening and they're going, I need that right now, how would they find more information about you? You mentioned how to get a download of your book, but how would they get a copy of your other books? And what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Well, I have all my information, you know, on my website at The Legacy Family Revolution. But you can also get the books, you can order them from Barnes & Noble, you know, online or Amazon online.
Perfect.
I'm very easy to find.
Very good. And again, folks, that's legacyfamilyrevolution.com. So be sure to visit Cindy's website and check those books out, check out the services that she offers, and drop her a line and see how she might be able to help your family to skirt some of these horror stories that we all hear about. So, Cindy, we're down to the end of the show, and we're down to those final questions. So if you're ready, we can proceed forward with those final questions.
Absolutely.
So the first question is, when faced with obstacles, what keeps going?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear what you – it cut out for a moment.
No problem. When faced with obstacles, what kept you going?
Oh, you know what? I just think it's the love for my family.
Mm-hmm.
It absolutely was the love of my family and having such a strong desire to protect them so they wouldn't have to go through what I went through.
Yeah, very good point. You know, when Mama Bear is there to protect their little ones, knowing that they're there is kind of the motivation that does keep us going. So that's a really good point. So the next question is, other than a coach, who has influenced you the most?
Oh, well, this is going to, it may sound strange or it may sound perfectly normal. I don't know. But it's my father.
Mm-hmm.
Just because he passed away didn't end the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And he continues I miss him and my mom, of course, but,
mm-hmm.
You know, there's something special about the love between a mother and her dad. I tell people, you know, I'm from Texas, we call them daddy, and they're daddy till the very
end. That's right.
End.
And I don't care how old you are, they are daddy. That's right.
That's right. Right. And so just, you know, even to this day, and part of it is that I'm still managing the commercial real estate that my mom and dad had set up. So I'm very much in the midst of the business that they are in, but even on a personal level, I would have to say my father.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Very good. The last question is there one thing that you wish you had known earlier that you wish, you know, you'd like to share with our listeners?
Oh, that's such a great question, Linda. You know, if there's one thing that I wish I'd known earlier is that it's not so much a matter of being right or wrong. It's a matter of just always moving towards love.
Mm-hmm.
And in everything that you do, right? And maybe it's this legacy family planning, this role of the matriarch that I've taken on. But if it's not love, it's fear. And if it's fear, there's an opportunity to learn and grow. And I don't think we could ever go wrong with loving, with
mm-hmm.
more love. I mean, that's,
mm-hmm.
you know, and having compassion and understanding that everyone is doing the best that they can with where they're
mm-hmm.
at.
Mm-hmm. So true. I remember listening to a service that D. Jakes had given. And he gave an analogy in there that totally changed the way I look at family members as well as people that I meet. And he talks about gallon people and pint people. And he talks about how we bring everything to the table, but as if you're a gallon person, you're expecting the pint people to bring a full gallon. But all they have is a pint. But if they bring everything they have to the table, then they should be acknowledged for that. And that changed the way I looked at a lot of different people that come across my path, whether it's in business or whether it's in my family. I have to recognize they're, like you said, doing the best they can. They're bringing all they have. So keeping that in mind when you're working with family members has certainly helped me quite a bit. So, Cindy, as we wrap up the show, can you give everybody your information one more time, how they can get in touch with you and how they can get a copy of your books?
Sure. And if before we do that, though, I'd like to give you a gift because I know that you love quotes.
Okay, very good.
So I have one for you. It's by Cesar Chavez, and it says, true wealth is not measured in money or status or power. It is measured in the legacy we leave behind for those we love and those we inspire.
I so love that. Can you say that again for me, Cindy?
Sure. It's true wealth is not measured in money or status or power. It is measured in the legacy we leave behind for those we love and those we inspire.
Love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. I'll certainly make sure that that one goes out into social media space because it certainly needs to be read several times. So, but
well, that's basically the essence of what I do, is to make sure that people are – they are measured by, you know, the love that they leave behind instead of the wealth and the status and the power. And there's a very easy formula to follow. And I'd love to help people if they'll go to my website at, you know, legacyfamilyrevolution.com. And they, or you can send me an email at, you know, info@legacyfamilyrevolution.com. I'm super easy to get a hold of, and just I've got a free risk audit that families can download from that site as well, and they can easily understand where their risks are, and we can start eliminating. I'm so excited to be on the show with you today, Linda. You're so gracious, and I know from listening to your show that you've been through this, you know, when your husband passed, and you had to reexamine your life and what was important, and we can't eliminate. I remember you said something about when the chaos started. We're never going to eliminate the chaos, but we can certainly reduce the unnecessary pieces of it so that when we are in the chaos, we're able to move through it with a little bit more grace.
So very true. Cindy, thank you so much for being on the show today. Great value. And I would love to have you on the show in the future, just to give us constant updates and reminders. If you would be interested in that, I'd love to have you on the show.
Well, you know, I'd be honored, and we'll have to meet again for breakfast. I mean, I just love spending time with you, Linda.
We'll certainly do it. Thanks again, Cindy. Folks, this is a topic that most of us don't even think about until we need it. So Cindy has put something together that can help us as we move through life. You know, it like she said, it's not just at the end of life. It can be any time during life. And remembering to update that information as life progresses and changes. So Cindy left you with a quote, and I will surely be posting that on our Facebook page. So if you're not already following us on Facebook, be sure to do so. That's Empower Radio Show. Remember, it's the letter M, the word Power Radio Show. But the quote I'm leaving with you today is by an unknown. Doesn't make it any less important. The goal isn't to live forever. The goal is to create something that will. And that's exactly what Cindy's talking about, creating something that will live beyond you. Hope you have a great day, folks. Look forward to seeing you next time on Empower Radio Show.
As we close our show today, we want you to know it's time. The time is now for you to cast off the chains of mediocrity and reach for that brass ring. The time is now for taking that giant leap to start a business, step out of your comfort zone, and become the you that you've always dreamed of being. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Empower Radio Show. That's at MPOWERRADIOSHOW. Thank you for being with us today on the Empower Radio Show.